Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
He's sitting in a hammock.
Hey!
Welcome to the Watch
Along. Hi, everyone. Whoa, okay.
We're here.
We are here. You know who else is here?
No.
Tom Stevens is here.
Fuckface.
He's fuckface.
That's really rude to say to somebody, Veronica. Jeez.
Yeah.
He prefers Chester.
Yeah, right. I prefer fuckface, so if you can keep it to fuckface, that'd be great.
Okay.
Not a fan of Cheetos, are you?
No, not really.
Chester's equally as creepy.
Apologies to all Chesters out there.
All Chesters.
Sorry, Chester.
Yeah, sorry, Chesters.
All right,
and sorry to fuckfaces as well.
Yeah.
AKA everyone.
Everyone's a fuckface?
All right, I'm gonna start before I dig myself a hole.
Previously on Deadly Class.
What happened to the whole keeping this thing a secret so we don't get killed?
Chico! Get out of here, Chico!
Still a great moment. If you weren't my brother, we would no
longer have your school.
Olivia Chang, fantastic actor.
What do you hate?
Oh, that's free.
One and only French Stewart.
So good.
Get this number.
Oh, I got an inside scoop. What do you want, Chester? It's me, Chico. You want to You said you want to send me home with a
knock. That was so fun when I got that.
Really?
It said, like, in a cheesy Speedy Gonzales accent.
Oh,
so that's what I went with.
Chico.
So tired.
Ben was telling us you improv like the whole camera shot too.
Oh, that, yeah, that like alleyway scene when some asshole in the back of my head keeps you. I had to cover like 25 feet of distance,
yeah.
And I just started talking.
Yeah.
And the director was like, "Great,
great, keep doing what you're doing."
Keep doing what you're doing.
Remembering the moment in your life can physically hurt you as you relive everything that mattered to you then, and realize how far gone it is now. I used to sit back and think about my parents. Focusing on every good memory I could harvest. It used to make me cry. And I liked it. It made me feel like I was still human. That's gone now. I twisted myself up into too many knots. No time to cry over the past. The bad trouble follows me.
What's so important when we're playing the cloak and dagger routine?
I'm in some trouble. We all are. I found out where Chico's body is.
What?
When we were in Vegas, I thought it was the acid, but he was tracking me. And now my old roommate has Chico's body.
Shit. If he tells the cartel, Maria...
I can't tell her, okay? She's barely holding it together as is.
Right. Maria kills Chico and leaves us all royally fucked, but let's not upset her.
I shouldn't have come to you.
Oh, don't act like you had any other option. My ass isn't lying to you, you know? So, who is he?
Chip.
March of 86.
Ooh, this is personal shit.
I trust him.
It begins.
Shows what camp you're in.
Dope.
One way or another, I'm getting out. The other kids have all just accepted that we're going to be working in the sweatshop. That there's no other option for us but this crooked orphanage and these perverts who run it. Today, I'll show them different. And I'll never see
Jesus
them.
Jesus Christ.
Meet your quota, or you'll be sorry, Aguello. The Lord rewards the industrious. He punishes the indolent.
I'll show the world what they did here. Today I'll have enough needles. I might have had enough last week. One more round of Pinkerton.
Ah, God, that's so weird.
I can't wait to see the look on their faces.
All right, you little shits. Day's done. Hold up a second, Hank. Needle's missing from Marcus's station. Whole shitload.
You know what that means we gotta do, right?
Visit Mistress Rinx. Pure evil in the librarian's body.
We searched him, but we couldn't find the needles.
Let's see where this dirty Nicaraguan is hiding his contraband. And I suppose you won't tell me who did this to your eye. You filthy parasites do love to protect each other. None of you people respect authority.
Come on, boy. Let's get a look at your hiding hole.
Who would put pins in there?
Yeah, right?
You deceitful, filthy people snuck into my country to live off the resources of my great nation. I take care of you, I feed and clothe you, and you lie to me. Watch how you look at me. Take the one back to the fridge.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, not this again.
Made me nervous. You might have gotten distracted.
The same shirt you were wearing last week.
Do you voice your animation?
Yeah.
I gotta cut the other side of your face.
No. Sorry, hand of cheese.
Got a letter from my aunt. Still won't take me in. Thinks I killed my pa. Leave that shit. Her own nephew. Some people. Oh.
Oh, you put pins in it?
This sander seems like a hot pile of shit. The hell did you feed me, Goldberg?
Maybe the cheese is bad. Something the matter?
Dang, Benjamin was a badass back then.
Oh, wait. I forgot it was poison. How could I be so stupid, Chester? You're gonna lose control of your body now, you sadistic piece of shit.
Wow.
Don't worry. You'll be wide awake for what's coming next. I wouldn't let you miss it. Not for anything, not after
Holy fuck, yeah, he's like...
So many memories. Whoa. All these years being tortured by you.
What?
I found instructions in your anarchist cookbook. It took months to make. But I think it's gonna be worth it. Just you wait and see.
Help! My roommate! Help!
I ADR'd all that, like, stuff in one go.
Oh, the, your, like, efforts?
Yeah.
I'm not hiding from you.
Holy shit, shit!
Whoa!
Said his rep wasn't real.
Right.
You know where the needles went, Hank.
Oh, what? Motherfucker.
Marcus.
Holy shit.
It was amazing how perfect it was going. All that was left was to kill Rinx. But when I looked in her eyes, I realized how much worse it would be to let her live. Open the doors and let the boys out. When the cops came, they'd hear about what she'd done, and she'd be the one in the cell. I can hear the kids tearing apart the guards.
Lord,
have mercy.
Well, this is not real dark.
Look at a sneaky kid. He's Spider-Man then.
The massacre. The newspaper said that everyone in the home had been killed. The building burned down, and it all got pinned on me. The Sunset Boys Home deserted me. But the other kids were supposed to get out. Mrs. Franks was supposed to live to see the world learn the truth about her. I didn't know then, but instead they all died. And though it wasn't by my hand, it might as well have been.
Real deep.
Sick.
Fuckface killer.
The fuckface killer.
The psycho in the newspapers?
I have to kill him.
Wait.
Hey!
Okay! Bonnie and Clyde!
That's
quite
it.
The start. Wow. Okay.
Oh. God, you're like a leprechaun in contact the form of a Mexican's head. You're brimming with good luck. Ever since I got you, a lot of stuff been going right. Things going good for you?
Chico lives. Chico!
That's all how you look at it. Sure, you can see the downside. Focus on being a decapitated head, or
You could see that you're part of a community. Part of something bigger now. A crew of my distant relative type. That makes us like brothers.
Oh, the goat!
That's the same one.
It's the same goat!
It's Wally.
What do you mean a family? Who said anything about needing them? I'm trying to help with their upward mobility.
That's right, you get them. Don't you let that grease
He's still handcuffed.
And talk to you like that. If I was there, I'd hit him with a chair, too.
Well, Grand, super uncool.
Oh, dang, man.
You can't keep...
It's a beauty mark.
That's fair. I deserved it. Holy, my bad.
He just wanted to soak some reefer.
Right? Do risky business.
Mm-hmm.
I don't trust shit. They're all just here because I promise they get rich from the fame.
What
it's
fame?
A common goal, right?
Oh God.
I just don't want you to get hurt again.
Come on, you're keep me coming.
Oh my God.
Oh man.
I was gonna be by my side. Like Simon and Simon.
They didn't shit together, man.
Right. I was thinking of Cagney and Lacey.
Oh man.
Method acting?
That face, Sarah.
You'll see soon enough.
So oh god.
There's like no
Mr. Face.
But it would be great if you could tell him not to stab me.
Oh
shit,
man.
That's wrong. But I can't help you. That's my people. I need them 100% behind me. Wouldn't be right getting mad at people for just stabbing a captive.
Okay, well, thanks for hearing my complaint. Sorry to interrupt your book.
The deed is done, cousin. Slicker was unloading two dogs. We bled him out like a pig. Uh-huh. You know, like you said, can a man drop dirt biscuits without having 20 meetings?
I feel like that here all the time.
We saw that son of a job. Wasn't easy. Nose is tough to get an angle on with a wood saw. The paint.
They didn't paint fuckface?
You forget my paint signature?
Oh, you son of a bitch.
It's kind of the most important thing.
Like, what point's the murder if you can't take credit for it, you know?
I'm just concerned he didn't wipe his butt and he just stood up.
He did.
Every kill's gotta be exactly the same.
That's what you're concerned
about. That was immediately the one in my head. I'm cringing.
Oh, God!
You're loving this.
Handling
it.
Oh my God!
So gross. I'm gonna show this scene to all of our staff here.
You think management's easy?
Can you add that in the new
host video,
the new host
right?
Video? Can you add that?
I gotta deal with this HR bullshit.
Oh man,
I dig it.
Right.
I really like it.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
man.
Awesome.
I'm digging this episode.
Yeah.
Hope it was a small one.
Which one?
His dump.
My dump. Did you see it?
Yeah. I thought that was a few koi. I thought that was like koi pond.
It's been getting darker and darker, man.
That's probably the darkest we've gotten.
Yeah.
Did you guys expect Benjamin's past to be that dark? You. Can't say anything, but like, sorry.
That violent.
No, it's 100%.
Yeah, like, cause like the whole way they've like tilted it so far has been straight up. I didn't burn down the orphanage. Like, I'm innocent. I'm not this deep, dark seated, hateful person.
He didn't expect to kill people.
But then, like, just that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I kind of suspected a little thing where Fuckface was so
fucked up,
pissed at Marcus. I was like, there's something of a vendetta here.
This is it.
This is it.
You can't hide from fiery Jack and Captain Sensible, Maria. Oh, come on, love.
Fiery Jack.
No one talks to Billy Idol that way.
You. I see you.
Fuck, I love you.
You see a door, man.
She's so cool.
Yeah, she's badass.
Oh.
Oh.
Also, she's crazy right now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're all a little crazy.
It is crazy. You called it.
That was shot really well.
Mm-hmm. That beautiful flying spin.
Plus with, like, the light coming on and off her makeup as she fights. Like, dope. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You go running after her and everyone will know.
Everyone already knows. Adam Gow.
The super shit has to get done. You're gonna maybe call the Arno. Tell him you're Olympics lad because that karaoke bitch you're rolling with. What the fuck's the matter with you? This hijo de puta got Chico killed. Why are you making me ride you?
That's what she said.
Is David Zayas Diablo?
Some Canadian guy.
Have you seen him yet? No, we haven't seen
him. We haven't seen him yet, but I keep seeing him credited. I can only think that's who it could be.
We'll find out.
Nice digs.
Canadian guy got a heart transplant.
Gabriel.
Next day, he starts loving classical music, eating sushi. Shit, he was never into. But his donor was.
Yeah, well, ain't no transplant gonna have you munching on some raw-ass fish.
It makes sense, though. I mean, you get little bits and pieces of the other person. A piece of their soul gets put into you.
You really believe a doctor could just drop your soul into somebody else?
I don't know. Believe her more than this. I don't think this is the real us.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. When my pops died, we had an open casket. Oof. And I remember looking at him, and I just thought, that's not him.
How do you go?
Doesn't matter. I remember wondering, who the fuck is that guy? Just your shit ain't my dad.
Once whatever you call it moves on, it's not us anymore.
Well, whatever death is, I just hope my pops finally got right. He was never really happy.
What do you want to be?
He sang. Yeah, Bob Marley. Stuff like that. He always had this guitar. He was always playing it. He would have been a singer. Just never got a chance.
That's how you usually do it? I don't mind at all. Hope I drop the panties.
Well, you do like the Watchmen.
Nah.
Aww.
Make out.
I don't do this for anyone.
He's such a good guy.
Make out.
Make out. Hey! Whoa!
He knew where he was walking. I'm just gonna go stand by the bed and say something.
Yeah. Oh, he called her Batman.
Ooh, what the?
You need an expert.
Oh, this is where we get French. Hello there, neighbor.
Will you be my neighbor?
It's the self-righteous boy who hates bullies and me.
Hank Hill.
I beside myself with anticipation.
Propane.
We need propane. That's a sweet thing with a tiny little egotist.
There's a serial killer. He's a problem with you.
Interesting. So many connotations.
Boys home together. We're roommates. He used to hurt me. Oh, now he's killing people. He calls himself Fuckface.
That is quite the name. You ever consider looking where idiots gather?
Thought you might have some insight into your own kind.
My kind? Me and this gentleman are not even the same species.
You're both psychopaths.
Rude. You can't just generalize an entire people.
I'm curious. Okay. Let's cruise, Daddy-O.
Every serial killer is a snowflake.
I mean, what was the thing that he couldn't help but talk about in that boy's home?
Dogs.
Bored already?
No, he's really into dogs.
Oh. Yeah.
I would not have come to that conclusion.
That is horrendous. Almost prehuman.
Prehuman?
All hell. You said need. Poor word selection. It gives away so much because I have a need too. I need to sit in Pancho Villa's taqueria and enjoy a carnitas burrito.
Dude, me too. Hell yeah.
It's got good taste, man.
Because they serve human there or what?
Very desperate.
I mean, he doesn't need pomade. He's got enough.
I met French on that day. I came and walked in behind them just as they called cut. I stood behind Ben and Lana, and he was just like, "Oh!"
They randomly lock kids in and use to solve a riddle to get out. One of these doors is the only unguarded exit out of camp.
We're in Harry Potter now.
I'm not doing the little riddle, though.
Why?
Lions. Fire.
Behind one door, scorching fire. The other, three lions starved for months. The last holds deadly assassins. Which is the path to safety?
Well, the lions, because they've been starved. They're dead.
Did you know that you're hanging with a Scorpio slasher?
We're getting burritos.
Yeah!
Get in. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
And Latin Jack Black.
Please tell me you didn't come here because you have bad news.
No, Maria. I have no news.
Which is worse than bad news.
But how have you been holding up, Mia?
Sometimes the pain in my chest is so much I can't move. I hear a sound and I look for him.
You haven't heard anything. No one who fought with him. No one wanted revenge on my Chico.
No.
You were his protector, Maria. It's not enough.
Protector. I was more than that. I loved him. He was my heart.
The reason you're alive. I have been watching Rue and the brain. She wasn't always... She's never stopped in her pursuit of the truth. And when girls come to aid us in our search, we take nothing more seriously than Chico's well-being. We'll find them.
Madame Gao has to know.
Thank you, Maria. Mm-hmm.
Maria must have told her.
I feel like any adult in the show should know. Like,
I don't know.
They're assassins. They're intuitive.
Yeah.
But she was raised.
Dear children,
sorry, what were you gonna say?
Oh, I was gonna say, like, I think they're probably like, he's dead, but just piecing together
who
and how and, yeah, why is a big one.
There is no greater pain. My son.
Like Don Corleone from the side.
Yeah. Those cheekbones, though.
Right?
Mm.
I wish he had a fedora. It was like Dexter again.
Ever see pigs eat alive, man?
Yeah, I watched Hannibal.
Of course I have.
What kind of question is that?
Of course.
That's the best comeback I think anyone could have thought of.
Yeah.
What does this fuckhead guy want?
Fuckhead.
Why didn't you tell us?
You know, there's a lot that Marcus doesn't say.
You don't know Dick.
Oh, I know Dick. A lot more alive than that Dr. Seuss character beside you.
It's a mohawk. I have nothing in common with
it's a mohawk.
Kills teenagers making out in cars.
Better to burn them in a boy's home.
Hey.
Ew.
Ooh. The world not traveled.
Punks have nothing in common with Dr. Seuss. It's like totally different.
Dr. Seuss is a drunk and a philanderer.
Shit. Really?
He was screwing another woman while his wife was dying of cancer. In a box. With a box.
That's not
a Dick is just subjective. Depends on who's doing what to whom.
No! Wait! No! Lions!
Lions starved for months are also known as dead lions.
You got that one quick.
Yeah. I've probably heard it before. I'm not that smart.
I did miss the smell of dollar meats.
Do you think we're just going to let you run around?
Well, of course not. Safety first.
They don't have to, like, sign him out somewhere?
We're taking the psychopath.
Like, I'm going to check this psychopath out.
I'm going to take the psycho for a walk, please. Back in an hour.
That won't be too obvious, walking a man around on a leash.
San Francisco in the 80s, I mean, so.
Actually, yeah.
Hate Street, they could fit in perfect, yeah, right?
Exactly. I think I've seen that just in San Francisco, like, last month, honestly.
Yeah. Do you guys want to talk about kind of how they're dealing with memory when we get to the after show? Because, like, the first opening monologue with Marcus is him talking about how, like, people like to just open their memories like a box and just, like, feel it for a minute before they just put it away knowing that that's not themselves. Mm. And then, of course, Willie's scene with Gabrielle was talking about how, like, can your soul be inserted into somebody else? Like, where do your memories lie? Where does you lie?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that'd be a fun conversation to go into a little bit.
Yeah, totally.
But I don't know what you guys, your thoughts on that.
Well, is a soul memory?
Is a soul, I mean,
memory,
yeah.
Soul memory tied? Okay.
That's what I'm asking. I'm,
oh, okay.
Like, what are your guys' thoughts? I mean, the show's played with, it played with the same kind of concept of, like, memories and, like, who you are, I think 3 episodes ago?
Yeah.
Where Marcus was talking about how, like, I'm trying to think of what the actual scene was, but his opening monologues are kind of what they play with throughout the episode, I think, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, big time.
And this one feels like it's, like, your past and whether or not it's something that can be dove into or whether it's something that you should just put away forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the thing with Ben's past is it's almost protecting him in this world. And so if he actually opens up that box and reveals himself like he just did to Saya, he's putting himself in like a really precarious position because people are going to be like he may just get killed for even knowing about this place and not having, you know, the reason to be there, the rep.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a pretty kind of shaky place to be.
His monologue mentioned, like, feeling good about bringing up things that hurt you. And I feel like that's kind of what Fuckface is doing right now, mm-hmm. where it's like, he could have just moved on, but he feels good about having that power over somebody. So he's, like, diving back into his memories to go after Ben.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, from Fuckface's perspective, I my big thing was, I had to get the kills on my record mm-hmm. because he has those kills and I want to be the most famous serial killer in history.
Mm-hmm. You want movies, sets of goals, and books.
Book deals, you're fucking with my book deal, Jimmy John!
I'm down to go in on a Fuckface Funko custom doll if you guys
are. Yes!
Let's do it!
Is it that bobbly head one? Like,
I think you just get a normal one, put a
the head is pretty big.
Mullet
on it. Yeah.
And then just
yeah.
melt it with a lighter on the right.
That's awesome. Just get a normal looking 80s guy and then just
take
melt it.
Take a pin, melt like a voodoo doll suddenly.
Buy the MacGruber doll and just turn it into Fuckface.
Do you guys know magicians at all?
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you know Ember? The guy with the horns and he's like a goat person?
I've seen him.
Yeah.
Somebody
yeah,
else watching like, the
yeah,
show.
Yeah, yeah. That's my buddy Dom.
Oh.
I was just at his place. Him and his boyfriend Matt. Live in NoHo, actually, not far away from here.
Oh.
And he has one of those dolls made for him by a fan.
That's so sick.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
So is the whole, like, Deadly Class, like, cast tied in with the Magician's cast?
Yeah.
Kind of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I met Stella the other night. She's super nice.
Yeah. I don't doubt it.
Yeah.
Ben had nothing but nice things to say.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did.
I don't know where she stands on the Maria Saya thing, but...
Hey.
Hey.
I mean, we're still shipping Marie and Chico, am I right?
Oh, yeah.
Marie can still get ahead.
There's his pun.
I'm sorry, guys.
He couldn't help himself.
Are we back?
We're back.
Yes. Burritos.
Carnitas burritos cannot be, like, overlooked. They're so good.
They're so good.
Yes, carnitas is heavenly.
Also, I'd like to point out that people say that human is called long pig because pig tastes the closest to human. So I just want to point that out because he's eating pork.
Yeah, teacher's lounge is a gossip pig. Zane talks more than a teenager chained to a water heater.
I'm not telling you shit about me. You got the burrito. Quit stalling.
Mr. Face is a product of pain.
Mr. Face.
He decided to become what he is. It was imposed upon him.
Oh, shit. He made his choice.
Who chose to live in a boy's home? Good boy. So many ways for disorders to bloom. One of the most fun, obsessive love. Starved of emotional security, they idealize someone or something to supply that love. Now, in this case, a thing that won't talk or have complicated emotions, and yet... gives so much.
Chester needs love, but he's only capable of having a relationship with it.
Wolf. Well, that's up to you. Why Reagan?
My parents were killed.
Well, not by me, I hope. That would be awkward.
Ooh!
The thing about me is I get angry when you call me names. But I also kind of like it.
Kink.
Okay, so maybe I was hoping to see ice cream.
Yes.
Just wants ice cream.
Just wants a day out.
Why am I relating so much to this character right now? This is getting weird.
Nice lamp.
God.
All those years we learned to play the pipa, I never pick it up.
Who has time?
Well tuned, even in neglect.
A look I've seen many times. Just say what it is you wish to say.
I'm concerned. Jurgen's escape. Chico's disappearance. And Maria.
Sorry, guys.
There was a time you didn't accept excuses.
Some of them will not be up to
I wish
test.
I could get that in my neck. That would feel so good.
It did. The ways of guilt? I do. Why does it only affect me here, in Father's office?
Green Temple is not a place you could grieve.
If Naya had lived, would you have sent her to us?
Ooh.
It would have been very difficult. But the guilt runs through our veins. When she came of age, I would have been proud to see her follow in your footsteps.
Was she strong enough?
She was.
You could see that? At 2 years old.
She was like you.
Mm-hmm.
Even when you were very young, you were indomitable. Stronger than me.
Now even more so. How can I save my brother from a grave he won't stop digging for himself? The errors you've made are indefensible.
Perhaps since Ming's passing, you've grown callous.
Damn.
My son showed me the importance of what we do. I wouldn't change his fate. He died so others could become instruments of change. His sacrifice made me what I am. But it's not like that with you. Somehow the death of your daughter has made you soft.
Everyone grieves differently.
I like the office aesthetic.
Mm-hmm. This is a sick office, too.
Right? Was that already, like an office, or was that a set they built for the show?
No, it was all in studio.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Yeah. Damn. So everything's put in there, like, with purpose?
Yeah, the school's all built in. It's kind of cool, though, because there is kind of a natural flow. Like, it's a school. Mm-hmm. Like, you can actually walk around, and it's just, like, in, like, a big, empty, like, you know, kind of warehouse thing. And they've built all the rooms, and, like, you go into the fighting area, you go through the hall with the lockers, there's, like, the stairway. It's all in, like, one. The school's all in one, and then there's different studios everywhere else.
Mm-hmm. And is that still, like, put up right now until you guys get pick up for season two or no? Or
I think they hold off tearing it down because it would be, like,
tons of man hours.
I think what they do is they take it apart in pieces and store it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Because that space is being shot. Like, yeah. A new show is being shot in that space, like, right after. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, they like, put it all, but, like,
I'm sure when they take photos of, like, everything.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's all, it's like, there's the construction, film construction is amazing.
Right, yeah.
Amazing stuff.
Like, the set looks amazing just from watching the film. Like, oh, man, I want to be in that garden.
Yeah. Yeah, that was actually, that's a really nice, I didn't shoot in the school or anything, but I spent a lot of time there, so, because I'd always be at circus getting set up, and then I'd go over to the other circuit, or
true.
The other set.
Yeah.
Where my mansion was.
Your mansion.
Your humble abode.
Your throne, aka the toilet.
The toilet.
My fuckface hideout.
More like his office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Think about it.
It's his
HR office.
It's where he's all of his meetings.
Apparently.
Toilet doesn't flush, but it works just fine.
I want to know what you guys think. What do you think Gal was referencing when she asked, when she made the comment on the Pippin, or whatever the instrument was called, saying, still tuned, but even during neglect.
Yeah, even in it's
still well tuned, even in neglect.
Yeah, it's the.
Do you think it's King's Dominion under Wong, or do you think it's or under Lin, or do you think it's like something else?
Yeah, I think she's calling him out as an assassin.
Oh.
Like, you know, are you still doing your utmost to be as effective as you can be?
Hmm.
And like what you're supposed to do with this school, like. I see like the ability that's there, but there is neglect that's happening.
Got it. Because he's not as hard as he should be.
Yeah.
He's not hard as a motherfucker.
Oh yeah, she's cold blooded. Mm-hmm. It will be a completely
for
different
sure.
school under her.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
We also learned that her son's dead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So her son died, and that changed her, and then she's expecting the same change of Lin because his daughter died.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just confused that he didn't
he's
have the
different.
Same response.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. Which we know that Lin's kid's
alive.
Mm-hmm.
And her name rhymes with Saya. Naya.
Oh. Naya.
Interesting spelling, though.
Naya.
I was like, got it.
Naya.
Yeah.
Naya.
Yeah. And it's like, if they both have lost children, one made her harder and one made him softer. Because
but
he didn't lose her.
I was going to say.
Here we go.
Oh,
man. At least you're getting clean.
Right.
Are we to assume Shabnam's parents are just still in a cage?
It's nice.
Yeah.
He just synced up. Call me Chico, man. Chico. Sorry you had to see me put Jimmy John's head in the cedar. Guess I'm a bit on edge with all this Marcus business.
You could have been done with Marcus in Vegas a while ago.
Nah. I gotta make a lot of noise with him. Marcus is a wanted mass murderer. Guarantee immediate attention.
Get on Donahue?
The eyebrows.
He's just doing boys' home stuff. Horseplay. He's the one that took it too far, and now he's gotta suffer some.
He took it too far.
Horseplay.
Yeah.
Kinda has a new meaning with you.
My face, he ruined my life. That boys' home was the first place I ever felt safe. Those guards were mean, but they're nothing like my pa could be.
Father's gonna be hard on me.
My pa was an eccentric rulemaker.
Oh, do we get his comic?
My aunt gave me a dog once. Good dog.
Mm-hmm.
I loved her.
Oh, Lord.
But he didn't like how I loved her. So Pa took me out behind the shed
And he made me. That might have messed me up some. I had a hard time with Pa after that. It'll change the relationship. So I dropped the Trans Am on him while he was changing the oil.
Oh, yeah.
He died. I'm sorry that happened to you, Jessica. I've got to get on TV. That'll make it all better. Get Clark.
So true.
Go laying about crying shit. You gotta get out there and say, chase your dreams. Let some people know and tell the world.
God damn it, when you're right.
Right. Let's get the ambassadors.
Yeah. Oh my god. So your dad made you kill the dog or fuck the dog?
How you ended up here?
Yeah.
That's kind of the question.
Oh my god.
I answered that myself.
Serial killer on a leash.
Because that's the same, that was what was posed to me when I first got the character.
Oh, okay.
Miles told me that origin.
Oh.
And so I made the decision I made.
Yeah, okay.
Many Japanese believe our relationships are predestined by a red string the gods tie to the pinky fingers of people who find each other. It can never tangle or stretch, but it won't break.
What are they doing in the back?
A lot of Americans believe in the sky god that helps them win football games.
But oh, they're drinking coffee.
Like some kind of corn tree. No, we don't choose this.
Wow. I forgot about the almighty that's what.
Moon pie?
Yummy is the bartering of bleeding teenage lovers. We choose, and we don't. Like the two of us. Our brains can't make sense of death from randomness, of being the sole family survivor due to pure luck. We overcome it by creating a purpose that allows us to avoid feeling pain. Well, I mean, at least that's how it is for me and Marcus.
You stop with the comparison bullshit?
Where we differ is that I try to destroy society while you seek justice to make sense of mommy and daddy being taken from you.
Don't bring my parents into this freak.
Fixing the injustice of your parents' death. That's what you're doing to keep from going crazy.
Yeah. Maybe I am crazy.
Enough to kill Ronald Reagan?
Goddamn right.
But it's not just Reagan. The wealthy backed him. And settling the chaos of the insane to save money. Mommy and daddy died so that rich people could save a couple of bucks on their taxes.
And they'll pay too.
Look at us. Psycho keys in a pod. There he is. What say we go find Mr. Face?
Mr. Face.
Give me a little flat, motherfucker. I'm in the city.
God damn.
Improv line. Oh, that was an improv line.
Yeah. Oh,
so
man.
Fucking good.
Mr. Face is my father.
Call me
Please
fuck.
Call me fuck. Fuck.
So now we have like three concepts. We have the soul being implanted, we have the dipping in your old memories, and then we have the red string tying everyone together through predestined fates.
And also nature versus nurture.
Oh yeah, because that's what he's going with.
That's what Fuckface has. He has like what he was raised with, you know, with his dad being a total piece of shit, an eccentric rule maker, as he calls it.
Mm-hmm. Oh man.
And whatever he put Fuckface through.
I really thought we were going to go into the comic with that in the bathtub.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Do you guys agree that, like, he's kind of like French? Marcus and French are kind of similar?
I believe he's making his point that we can all be. We can all get to that level. It's all in us under whatever, under a certain circumstance.
Whatever our justification is, it's just like different clothing on the same evil murderer in the same kind of way.
Because two episodes ago was cheering for death. Like, so
Well, it's like, you were, right?
You get engaged in the circumstances, yeah. And you go, like, fucking kill him. Yeah. It's like you're talking about killing somebody.
But, like, Wong, or Lin, I keep saying Wong, Lin killed everyone involved, or he said he killed everyone involved, and that was the same thing. Like, Marcus only wants to kill Reagan, but now he's got, like, it's opened his eyes to all the rich people, too. It's like, who are you going to kill? Everybody?
Yeah.
And
it's the like rich backed him.
Who's the red string tied to? Who's the predestined red string that he's got to just completely destroy?
Yeah. I mean, like, I think that Ben and Fuckface have a lot in common. I always thought of them as, like, brothers. Like, they have, like, because, I mean, they're, like, the evil that Fuckface carries with him, they spent years together in that boy's home. And Fuckface was doing everything he wanted to Ben and or to Marcus. So it's like you don't know what's happened to him, what's going on inside his head, and especially like when you see French like start to push him like that and he pushes it, like he snaps back at him, he's like, there it is. Because it is that slippery slope, right? Like you're doing one, you're one person, and then you just make that one choice and suddenly you're a completely different person doing completely different things.
Do we think we're gonna like, and I know I can't ask you this.
No.
But do you think, like, season 1, episode 1, Marcus, and season 1, episode 10, Marcus, are going to have completely different, like, philosophies on who they need to kill to get justice for their parents? Because, like, he's slowly changing his philosophy, because it was before, like, no, I only want to kill Reagan, and he's a good person, he hates bullies, but, like, to some degree, he's slowly going down the path of being a murderer and justifying kills for anything.
Well, he said in his beginning monologue he would think about his parents to cry. He felt like that made him human, but now that doesn't happen anymore because of all the twisted knots. And you don't have time for that. You don't have time for crying. You gotta.
So now he's got to find other ways to make him feel human, like killing.
Well, he planned this death. He planned that out.
Yeah. I mean, I just really love...
It didn't
love...
work, but...
What, me?
Yeah. He planned that.
He tried to poison me and light a bomb off in front of my face. Like, that's some level of commitment.
Taking the pins each time, like, all of that took time.
Yeah, and he even says, like, it may have been enough yesterday.
But patience.
Right? Like, he just keeps going.
Wait, she dropped the panties. Girl, where's your mama?
Such a weird word.
Panties.
I hate it.
Dang. At least Willie got another type of first.
Yeah.
Is she tripping?
On screen.
It's like first.
He fucked Brandy.
Oh,
right. He gets around the school. He's fun.
Oh, I guess that's true.
You say he's fun?
He's doing, you know, he's fun.
But did
he's
he
doing
well. did he actually fuck Brandy, or was that like a...
I mean, he doesn't get the nickname Wet Willie for nothing.
Hey.
She's not girlfriend material. She's a fucking Nazi. Oh, the pager.
Yes, I remember begging for one.
The crew sending up the SOS.
They can only cover for me being gone for so long.
Stay.
Girl. She's gonna follow him one day.
Oh, damn, they already have baby.
No.
Ooh, and the forehead kiss.
It's friendly shit. More intimate. The forehead kiss.
Do you think I'm living here because my family's cool with it? I got the hell out. I didn't want to end up like that.
You don't get it. The situation that I'm in...
You act like you have no control. It's not what you want to do.
No hood rat gets to grow up and then write the big superheroes.
So? You're like your dad, staring at the top.
This is why assassins can't have girlfriends.
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
She's gonna pry and pry and pry.
She's finna get killed.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be tragic.
She thought she was gonna get killed.
Pet procedure.
Oh.
You just see a dog and we're all like, oh.
Yeah!
Oh no!
Hey.
Is this Mad Max or?
This is gonna get weird. Oh my god.
Wow, it's hitting the fan right now.
I mean, who would you rather get kidnapped by? Fuckface or the guy from Saw?
Or this guy?
Oh, Lord.
And don't keep in mind Brian's nipple holes.
Yeah, I saw that. Like,
Siéntate.
You know when I come, I do not bring good things.
That's what he said.
El Diablo, he is disappointed.
Kill him too.
Your tears do not match your heart.
Uh-oh.
When he looked into your eyes, he did not see you. You will give him results.
He's giving you 24 hours.
Oh, God.
Then they will return.
We've been walking around for hours. He's just jerking us around.
Dog people are weird.
You know you killed teenagers in cars just because they were super sexy, right?
Everyone that I killed is going to paradise with me as a slave when I die. I have an actual reason why you want a dirty animal living in their home. San Francisco's only shelter that allows anyone to abandon a dog, no questions asked. It's like an unwanted dog orphanage. And if I had to guess, this is ultimate hunting ground. Wait, here.
That's a good guess. That was quick.
And go.
I'm fucking amazing.
My new quote for the week. I'm fucking amazing.
This is gonna get weird.
It's all love and loyalty. It's all down in hell for folks who abandon the good dudes.
Oh, Lord, Marcus cannot fight.
You found me quick. Let her go. Try and make me. Oh, are you kids into some sexual mumbo jumbo?
Y'all gonna need him.
Yeah, I might
let him loose.
Yeah.
Release him.
Look.
I hope next episode they have like one of those tether leashes that like
extends.
Click the button.
Ooh, yes. I'm excited.
He wants
right
to
now.
Kill somebody so
oh,
bad.
This dude's so
I'm here for this.
Ooh.
Oh!
Oh! Jimmy John.
That's a good snap.
Oh!
Oh! Oh boy, got some scale!
Oh, God.
I'm a Scorpio slasher, but I also do disembowelments.
Oh, pain.
It's a damn honor to meet you, sir.
Oh, God.
They say never meet your heroes, but through that, this is better than a car show without a word.
As he leaves, as he leaves.
You're bringing a rare, Marcus. You cheat.
Don't let them get away.
Wait, don't let the psycho man get away.
Don't they recognize the drug guy?
What's his name, Paul?
Yeah, but they know, they recognize him from Shabnam's party, I think, right?
I don't know.
But they
left.
I wouldn't.
They're just driving away. They're trying to get the main guy.
I wouldn't be paying attention to him. I would just see a big guy in a bunny suit.
Mm. Yeah, you see bunny suit.
And nipple holes.
And nipple holes.
What's a real target there?
You see a guy in a bunny suit all the time, right?
Yeah, San Francisco again. Nipple
yeah,
holes.
Yeah, exactly.
Cut nipple holes. It'll be a distraction.
It's like letting folk face loose at a furry convention.
Why did that feel so good? Is that weird?
Yeah.
like the guy getting disemboweled?
No, like watching the serial killer get released.
Oh, man.
I was like, yeah.
It's the anticipation of like, okay, he's done some shit, but what kind of
shit? It really does like get, like you attach to the circumstances. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Because
you're rooting for killers.
Yeah, no one's good in this show, so you're always rooting for killers at this point.
Yeah, exactly. I like that about this show. There's no good people.
Nope.
Like, Willie's probably the nicest. Like
he's the most pure, probably. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about Liam? How many takes to get that reaction out of Liam? Because that was
great. Holy! That's his go-to, is to just be like that. That in it. He's awesome. He's such a guy.
Oh, man.
Oh, crazy.
Dang.
intestines.
What do you think was, like, the most memorable, like, filming scene from this episode? So, have we gotten there yet?
Might not. The toilet thing was pretty funny. Because, like...
Is it Snickers bars in there?
They're poop. Like, they're not poop, but they're, like, lava cake, chocolate lava cake,
uh-huh.
and with different consistencies, so some would be solid and some would be break-a-party, and, like, the director, Anthony, was, like, he's, like, I've never done this before, but I had an entire production meeting about poop.
Well, I never liked chocolate lava cake, so... Yeah.
Right.
But nothing's like ruined for me.
Gatorade and apple juice and the chocolate lava cake, and they're just, like, they're just moving the turds around, and
Oh, my God.
I was so sick. I'll tell you more stories later when we're talking about it, but, like, I almost hurled. The picture I showed you.
I know, yeah.
The rig to get that shot from underneath was, mm-hmm. like, we shot that shot at the very end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so ridiculous. It's this.
The actor looks so ready to do it, too.
Oh, he's like, I'm down for some chocolate lava cakes.
Yeah, I know. That's the director.
So I'm guessing no one ate the chocolate lava cake at the end of the day, right?
No. So sick to Gatorade. The one thing was that he was shoving his head in the toilet that I was bare ass hanging over, which was just like, that's right. Look how excited I am to shoot this. I'm like, I'm literally like sick to my stomach. Like,
what was he thinking when you guys met?
Ben is awesome. I've known Ben for years. He's a local guy too. He's a rad musician, and he's a good actor. And it was just like, so fucking funny.
He gets his head shoved in a toilet and disemboweled the same day.
Are we gonna have a moment for Jimmy John?
Jimmy John?
Nope, just for Jaden. Another moment for Jaden. Another moment for Jaden.
Oh, come on. This guy got his head
Rick
full of
Rick hates people
shit.
With names that start with J.
I know, right? I was like, I was thinking about the J name curse. It's like the, what
the
is
red
it?
The red shirt?
Red shirt. Yeah. Exactly. There you go.
I just like Mr. Face.
Yeah,
Mr. Face.
I think, like, that's your new your vanity plate for your car. It can be Mr. Face. Yeah.
My favorite was I got my makeup team sweatshirts that said Fuckface.
Oh,
and so they're
oh, that's
like,
great.
Everyone's walking around with fuck face on their shirt.
You know they're going to rock that later on, too.
They like, totally
are. We're going to the store.
Oh, no. Gal's going to find him.
Oh!
Hello, brother.
Oh.
Hi, this is just my daughter, but, like, not my daughter.
This
some
is
orphan
a
kid.
Girl I found.
I knew she knew.
I'm your aunt. I'm Naya.
The kid knows.
That's beautiful. It's a family name. Did you know that?
The more you know.
That's what they called me. What put me in this position?
You have all people know why.
You thought you could hide them? You shall never be out of danger.
It depends on who else knows her alive.
Oh, yeah. There it
comes. Shame on our family.
She's
going to
live.
Find her.
You're going to figure this out.
Any parent who has lost a child could see through your false grieving. Our great-grandfather took the vow. Our bloodline belongs to the guilt. Your words.
I was a teenager.
And I was 8. No older than this one. I will see you soon, Maya.
No!
Lin gon' kill his sister.
So, I mean, do they keep going out, or?
Right?
Like, is he like, oh, let's go back? Damn. What instrument was she
playing? Oh, that's my buddy Lee. The box of him.
Do you think that was his guitar that was on the chair?
That's
this
what
dude
I was wondering
was the one that has to die, right?
I don't think it was...
Yeah, this is Yukio. And Maria's sent out.
Yeah, what instrument was she playing? Was it violin or was it a little...
It looked like a violin.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah. But, like, it would make sense for it to have been the...
Okay.
Poppin' or
Pippin.
Puppy? Pippin?
Yeah, the tune.
Hello, Mary.
After years of neglect.
Mm-hmm. It's your son.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Yukio.
Hi, Yukio.
Yu-Gi-Oh! I'm sending you to the Shadow Realm!
Oh!
Wow.
She wastes no time!
Oh.
Wow. And he's been training at the school for how long?
He's bucked up on hookers and blow.
Yeah.
She was a producer's assistant.
Here
you go.
incognito doing?
I know, right? It's kind of her, like, assassin or her ninja thing is this, like, face makeup is...
Honestly, it's a pretty dope thing to show up to a club in, though.
Oh, man.
Wow, she didn't have to wear the wig that day. The Beast.
The Beast. Oh. Didn't she say, be quiet?
Right?
That's two.
Go, wait, that's, Maria.
I mean, we don't know Maria's history, but that's three right now.
Mm-hmm. Her outfits are dope, though.
Yeah.
I'm good now.
Maria's still playing the game.
She doesn't even know that Yukio... Oh, wait, no, they told her Yukio was the one who sent the assassins.
Mm-hmm.
Last episode.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Find out who's responsible. We'll unlock down until I do.
Oh.
Ooh.
Four more for the hotel.
Stop. You guys want to have a threesome?
It's kind of nice being locked in together.
Ooh.
Okay. Hey!
Alright.
Damn.
Alright. What'd you think?
Good episode.
Yeah.
Great episode. Yeah.
Crazy. Oh boy.
Okay. Oh. Sorry, I'm still like computing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like computing everything that happened.
I dig it. I liked it just as much as the Vegas episode.
Yeah.
Like, there's not as much, like, super, like, out of the craziness, but, like, there's enough that's, like, really, like, I love talking to the head and the ice and everything.
The
like
talking
it.
Head.
Don't tell Benjamin that. He loves that episode.
No, I still love it, too. I'm just saying, like...
I love
saying,
that
like,
episode, too. That's amazing.
I'm glad that it's not, like, that episode and then down. It's, like, that episode consistent.
Yeah.
And we're
good. Yeah.
It's getting dark.
Oh, it can only become... Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What are the... Well, you guys shoot in Vancouver, they say? Mm-hmm. So there's no chance we could get the bucket of ice with Chico Head on set here for the finale.
I mean...
Can we have it shipped on ice?
Mitch
over
is here.
That'd be amazing.
Mitch is here, but... Yeah,
so
I can't,
can we
I can't
bring
say,
him in...
I can't say anything on air.
And get him in a thing of ice.
We'll just, like...
You can... I'm sure if you reach out to Mitch, Mitch will do whatever you want.
I'll talk
not
to
saying he'll do it for free or anything, but he will. He will definitely be the guy for you, because Mitch is fucking awesome.
Oh, we gotta do something with Mitch. I'll reach out to the PR. Yeah, we gotta get him in here.
Oh,
guys, we're gonna go to the after show!
Yay! Right.
Cheers!
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.